This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. A third child in Colorado has died from the flu this winter, according to the state health department. It's the second reported in the last 2 weeks and the third in a month. The child was younger than five and from outside the Denver metro area. Dr. Brianna Fox is with Lincoln Community Health on the Eastern Plains.
Flu, especially if you're high risk, have lung problems, young or old, can cause a lot of complications after getting sick.
Those can be prevented with the flu vaccine, which Fox says is not too late to get. The state's vaccination rate for children 6 months to 9 years is 32%, far below national numbers. Nearly 4,000 Coloradans have been hospitalized with flu this season. A snowstorm is expected to cross Colorado starting today. It could bring just a dusting to the metro area and anything from a few inches to more than a foot to the mountains. Colorado's snowpack is still in dire shape. It's the lowest ever for this time of year. Lisa Hidalgo is chief meteorologist at Denver 7. She says the storm could be especially good for the San Juan Mountains.
Parts of southwestern Colorado, their snowpack numbers, have been flirting with below 50% of normal. So they really need it. This next one's going to bring our temperatures down quite a bit.
And Colorado ski areas are expecting some much needed powder from the storm. The ones that could see more than a foot include Aspen, Vail, Monarch, and Wolf Creek. And Denver and Colorado Springs are really cold right now. Highs only in the teens expected today. Lows in single digits overnight. Grand Junction is much warmer with highs in the 40s expected. Rain likely and possible snow today. And this is CPR News and KRCC.